Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ted, with us this morning is the Speaker of the House, Representative Blake Carpenter. Representative, we had some interesting news out of Topeka earlier this week. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly on Monday, I'll be nice and I'll say she didn't issue orders. She made a statement basically saying that no new tax cuts in 2025. She said that... She basically set out an edict, for lack of a better term, saying that instructing the legislature not to pass any property tax cuts or sales tax or income tax cuts in the 2025 session, which begins, I believe, January 13th. You know, she spent upwards of $3 million, and all she did this last election cycle was defeat her own House Minority Leader. I'm just curious. I wanted to reach out to someone in the leadership and kind of get your take on how you respond to that message from the governor.
Well, thanks for having me on, John. Honestly, the governor vetoes relief while Kansans veto her excuses. that's really what this is going to boil down to. She's ignoring Kansans' number one issue, and that's not governing, that's neglect. When we were out campaigning this entire season, that was the number one issue across all of our districts. We did a leadership tour across the state of Kansas talking to our House members after the election, and that is the number one issue. So obviously the governor hasn't gone out and talked to Kansans. She's sequestered herself apparently at Cedar Crest and is ignoring everybody and what they're wanting us to do, especially with our big billions and billions of dollars worth of surplus. So if the governor won't fight for the taxpayers, the legislature will.
Yeah, I, as you know, my wife and I did a heck of a lot of doors this last cycle, and you're absolutely right. The number one issue that we heard door knocking was property tax relief, income tax relief, and the really sales tax, but primarily it was property tax relief. And then to have her come out and say, basically instruct you, which I thought was very presumptuous in and of itself, but to say no tax relief, I mean, isn't the reserve upwards of $4-5 billion? It's not like you can't afford it.
Yeah, it's not like we can't afford it, and it's the number one issue, and so that's what we're going to go back and we're going to do it. And that's the beauty of our system, John, is that it has checks and balances, and the governor can issue an edict or a demand or do whatever she wants, However, the legislature, we are the appropriators. That is our constitutional duty, and we believe that it is the right thing to do for us to give Kansans their taxpayer money back.
I mentioned earlier that the legislative session begins on January 13th. As you know, my show, we're going to start broadcasting. My Sunday show will be broadcasting once a month starting in January. We're actually going to start on the 12th, so I'll be up there the night before you begin the session. You're going to start with a bang. What is some of the legislative priorities that folks can expect when you start your 2025 session?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, that first day is mostly ceremonial. The Kansas Constitution doesn't have us coming back into session until 2 o'clock that afternoon. And so that's when we all get sworn back in. So that first day is largely ceremonial. But within that first week, we're going to hit the ground running. By that second day, we're already going to have a budget introduced. We're going to be working on a new budget process. Instead of waiting 3 weeks like we've had to do in the past, waiting for the governor's budget, we're hitting the ground running, and that's giving us an extra 3 weeks to work on our budget this year, which is an amazing amount of time in such a short session because we're bound by 90 days typically within the Kansas Constitution. And so we're going to hit the budget hard this year, and we're going to try to make sure that the governor's spending is put in check. We're also going to be first priority out the gate, again, is going to be property tax relief. That is the first bill that we are going to try to get to the governor within a 2 to 3 week period, and hopefully have that overridden before the end of January so that we can have that tax relief to people as quickly as we can get it to them.
Well, so much for the governor's instructions. We're talking with Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter. I know we've got Mitch Holthus, the voice of the Chiefs, coming up here later, next top of the hour, I believe. One of the questions that you guys took up last session that, you know, people keep asking about are the chances of the Chiefs moving to Kansas. There's been a lot of speculation. I know you guys crafted a package to kind of incentivize that. Have you heard any updates on that? Well, the chances of the Kansas City Chiefs moving to Kansas. Have you heard any updates on that?
Well, I've heard speculation. I'm sure like many have. So both the Chiefs and the Royals are looking at the possibility of a future home here in the state of Kansas. That being said, since the Chiefs are pretty much still in the middle of their season and you know, the Super Bowl is not over yet, I think that that's when a lot of the decisions will be made as to what they're wanting to do. Right now, I think they have their sights set on this season and another Super Bowl win.
The other story, one of the stories we covered this morning, was the fact that Nebraska, earlier this last year, Nebraska passed marijuana legalization. So now literally every state around Kansas has done some sort of marijuana reform, be it recreational or medical. I know the House in previous sessions has passed medical marijuana. They kicked it over to the Senate. The Senate didn't do anything to it. Do you think that's something that you guys might take up in 2025?
From the House side, no, probably not. So, I mean, it's been a number of years since we took that up, 2021, actually. So it's been 3 years, getting ready to go on four, once we go into the 2025 session. But there's no point for one branch of the legislature to take something up for if the other branch of the legislature is not interested in doing anything. So I think that the mentality of the House has been, hey, you know, if the legislature is going to work on this, it should start in the Senate. They need to make some progress on this issue. And if they do, then at that point, you know, I think the House will come to the table. But really, the federal government, they're currently still in talks about descheduling marijuana from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3. And if that happens, that changes the entire debate nationwide and here in Kansas if they do that.
Well, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, we appreciate you taking the time out of your Thanksgiving Day schedule. I wish you a happy Thanksgiving. If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to connect with you, I know they can find you at carpenter4kansas.com. Is that correct?
That's correct, and it's all spelled out, and would love to have anybody reach out.
I wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for joining us, my friend.
Thank you, John. You too have a happy Thanksgiving as well.
It is interesting that the way marijuana is now with every state surrounding Kansas. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, we're an island now.
We are.
Much.
Get your Doritos and head across any of our north, south, east, or west, and you can get yourself some.
In a year full of significant challenges for Spirit AeroSystems, another one avoided. This week, union-represented engineers narrowly approved a new 4-year contract with Spirit, this less than a week before the expiration of the current agreement on the 1st of December. According to the Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace, 52% of those who voted within its Spirit Wichita engineering unit backed the deal. That'll increase pay by at least 23% during the life of the contract. That percentage increase figure includes a nearly 1% promotional fund is to be expended each year of the agreement, on top of the previously reported 19% boost. That's a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. We will have more local business news coming your way. Fresh information 1 hour from now.